been very nice. It's been too good, really. I think, I've enjoyed myself a bit too much, to be honest with you, I think. But I did need it because I've been in camp since November last year, back-to-back training camps, and not just normal training camps. I'm talking about that, the hardest you can train, the highest. I'm at the highest level now, so obviously we train really, really hard.
It's looking like September the 12th, and I guess you have to start preparing for that date, don't you?
Yeah, it's so all the fun stuff now. We're getting back to work, getting all the routine back and working hard again. We're looking at fighting September 12th, against a Mexican American in Bam Bam, Brandon Rios. He's a very worthy, challenger. He's gonna bring. He's gonna bring, the toughness. The toughness, the punching power, the action. He loved to be in a tear up, and it's going to be fantastic getting him over here, and seeing the fans seeing an all action fight.
I had a chat with him about a few months ago now, and he was dead keen to come over and fight Kell Brook. And I suppose that's the one thing that's good about him, is that he's prepared to fight anybody, prepared to take on any challenge, isn't it?
It shows that he's a true champion. He'll come and fight, anywhere and anyone. It shows that he believes that he's got the remedy to beat me. So that's always the danger of the opponent. But, the opponents, what I'm having, I'm making them look ordinary. None of them seem to last past the halfway mark. So, I'm pretty sure that Brandon Rios is going to push me further than that. He's never been stopped in his career. He's been in with some top, opponents in Manny Pacquiao and he's boxed many top-level fighters. He stopped a top fighter of ours in Murray, John Murray, and what nobody had done. So, he's done a long. He's got his apprenticeship. He's done all he's done, and he comes to fight.
Now, you will have noticed the Sean Porter fight against Adrian Broner and how good Sean Porter looked in that fight. What do you think that says about your victory over there in America against him, the fact that he looked so comfortable against Broner?
It makes my victory even taste even better, because everybody were giving him Adrian Broner the next Mayweather, the next big thing in America, and Porter, dealt with him with ease. For me, he were holding on for his life. He was chucking one and two shots. He knew that he couldn't exchange because he fell Sean Porter's strength. So, me looking at that fight, it just makes my victory even better, and it shows you that Porter, he's not just a one-shot pony.
That type of thing's not going to go unnoticed over there in America, is it? I mean, people are going to start talking, hey, look how good Porter looks here against a top-quality opponent, and this guy, in fairness, didn't look too good against Kell Brook. That's going to resonate with the American audience, isn't it?
It's got to be, people have got to take note. I think that I'm the longest reigning champion in Britain, who's unbeaten. I'm unbeaten for a reason, because I always find a way to win. I'm world champion. I'm in the hottest weight division. So these Americans, they better know that, there's only Mayweather and me out there with the titles, and, they better take note. Even beside the Porter fight, the proof's in the pudding. Whoever steps in, they get knocked over.
It looks like potentially Rios, and then down the line, someone like Tim Bradley. Is that another fight as well down the line that you would be interested in?
Yeah, I'd be definitely interested in Timothy Bradley fight. He comes to fight. All these top champions, they don't care who it is, and they don't care where it is. Like Bradley. I've seen interviews with him saying that he'd fight Klitschko. He'd fight, Golovkin, he'd fight all these. So, I'm excited, that's why I like Keith Thurman, because, he knows he can fight. Us fighters know we can fight, that's why we'll fight anywhere and anyone. And, I'm just excited to put a big show on for the fans, because it's end of the day, it's about them.
And, of course, Mayweather's not going to go away. If you want to sort of have a guess at this, you'll be well connected in the boxing scene. Who do you think he's going to fight next? Do you think he's going to fight someone who can really challenge him? Or is he going to fight someone that he can maintain this unbeaten record, and if it is going to be his last fight, go out on a high note?
Honestly, I don't know. Just the same, as you. Anything can happen with Mayweather. We know that he probably knows who he's fighting. He's in training now, but everybody's guessing, so nobody can prepare for the well. He's a very intelligent fighter. you know, but for the fans' sake, and you know, for his legacy, you know, if I were him, I would take on, you know, the other unbeaten champion with the belt, you know, and that's me, you know, who, you know, which is going to pay. He loved the pound note, and it's definitely going to pay because it's two unbeatens, you know, fighting for your unification for you know, in the hottest division. It makes sense in every way you look at it, you know, Britain against America. You know, it ticks all the boxes, but you know, he's just boxed Pacquiao, you know, so there's a precedent there that he's just fought at top, really high level. So I wouldn't, you know, if I were him, I wouldn't go back with them fighting, easy fight and just sail into the sunset, 49 unbeaten. You know, I'd test yourself and look no further, I'm here.
Are you willing to sort of go chasing after that fight? I mean, that's the one thing that it looks like Amir Khan's done. He seems to have based his last 18 months on trying to get this fight. Is that something that interests you, or have you just got to keep taking it a fight at a time, trying to get his attention even more than you are?
You know, after looking at Khan and Ari's been pestering for the fight for so long, you know, I don't think that it's not in me to just sit back and hold my breath for that fight. You know, I'm concentrating on what I'm doing, and if he really thinks and listens to the fans, you know, and you know, everything's there, it's in black and white, it's on my record that I'm unbeaten and I'm world champion, you know. So, you know, if I were him and, you know, his team, you know, I'd come looking for me. It's not for me to take me eye off my focus or my next opponent and concentrate on Floyd Mayweather hoping that I'll get the fight. You know, I'm doing what I'm going to do. You know, I've never held my breath for any fight. You know, I'm just going to do what I'm going to do.
Greer in the gym, and obviously there's a lot of work going on in the background here, a lot of fighters preparing and ring full of people sparring as well. Does this sort of thing keep you grounded? I mean, you're a world champion. Everyone's talking about Kell Brook and what you're going to be doing over the next year. But do you like coming back to this gym here, working out here amongst these guys?
Yeah, I like working out amongst these young guys. You know, because I look down and I think, you know, I'm still that young guy, but like I'm getting on at 29. I still feel 21. 20, and all these guys, you know, I'm just, you know, I just like to be looked at as not the world champion, just, you know, just another kid what's working out in the gym, having a crack in the banter, you know, have a laugh with the lads. We push up, we all push each other, we all support each other when we fight, we all want each other to win. You know, there's no one in here what you know what's got anything negative to say about anybody in here. You know, it's like a family in here, to be honest with you.
Is it a bit surreal, though, that when you were a young lad, you'd have been looking up at some of those world champions who fought here, and now these guys will be looking at you in the same way, won't they?
Yeah, yeah, they probably will, but, you know, I think that I don't come across as thinking that I'm better than any of these. I think that they're comfortable with just our go off over the time with them, you know, knowing me, you know, that I'm just, you know, I am world champion, but, you know, what's that, you know, amongst... Forget about boxing, this is about people and having respect for people, and you know, it's about treat others how you'd like to be treated yourself, so we all understand each other.